Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Millennial TV. It's your girls, Adrian, Liz, and Candace, and we miss you so much. I know we've been gone for a second, but trust us, we are still here. We're living life. We're working behind the scenes to get you guys some episodes for season three. But we just wanted to pop in here to say hello to everyone and to just give you a little chitty chatty, like short little episode while you hang on with us, because we will be back at the end of November with new episodes for season three, but we just wanted to pop in here and say hello.
I know, and you guys are so sweet. Every week you're like, are you back yet?
Yeah.
So sweet. And I'm like, I wish.
I know.
We just had some crazy life stuff that pushed us back a little bit, but we're here and we hear you and we're coming back. It's going to happen.
We are. We're not disappearing forever. So, trust. Any updates y'all want to give or anything you've seen in the media that you want to talk about?
Well, y'all, I always want to talk about Taylor. You know that. Any excuse. Any excuse to talk about Taylor Swift. Her new album, Life of a Showgirl, dropped. And you guys, people are not happy.
Really?
Okay. It's not really interesting.
Trying to avoid... Yeah. Everything about this album.
So the thing is, Taylor likes to jump around genres, right? So she likes to do different things. And I think that people wanted another Tortured Poets department because it was very good and lyrically was very good. And Life of a Showgirl is just pure pop. And it's very lyrically, I think it is one of her least like profound albums, but it's still fun. Like, I think people compare Taylor Swift to Taylor Swift, and I think that's part of like the reason they don't like it, because they're like, well, it's not as good as her best album. And I'm like, well, right, she's not gonna make the same album over and over again. That would be boring. But I personally like it. I do think it's lyrically not her best work, but I do think it's just a pure pop album, and she was literally just having fun with it and using like slang terms and whatever. And I think she's just like, I mean, I don't know, let the girl live. She's like happy, she's like engaged.
I know, maybe like, she's in love and she's happy. And
like,
she's
she was miserable like, when she wrote Tortured Poets Department. Like, we should be happy that she's like happy. But of course, nobody's ever happy. It's like, there's no happy medium for anybody. It's like, no, be miserable and write good music, you know, like, and it's like, okay, well.
They say the best like music comes out of heartbreak. So
yes,
maybe
absolutely.
The best is behind her. Not saying that that's a bad thing, of course, but like, you know, that could have just been really good because she was really going through it.
Yeah. Well, people said the same thing about her album Lover. They were like, oh, she's happy now. And it's just, it's terrible. And it's like, I mean, like wishing somebody's going to break up with somebody so that they could put out good music is like kind of sad.
Yeah.
And I don't wish that on anybody. But I think it's fine. She's still making music that is relatable and that is fun and that is like, and she's 12 albums in now. Not every album you're going to love. It's like, that's life. So again, I like, it's not my favorite album of hers, but I jam to it. It's fun.
Liz, have you heard anything about it?
Oh, I listened to it. Yeah.
Yeah, and how'd you like it?
I liked a couple of the songs. I agree about the lyrics. Like, honestly, some of the songs, I was like, this is a really good tune.
It's cringy.
But the lyrics were so cringy that I couldn't. It felt like a 12-year-old's diary or something in certain things.
And okay, I was just like, listen.
Yeah.
It's cringe to but it. I don't want to say that it's bad because, like, I, like, can't physically do that. But it is cringy. Some of it's cringy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I liked the... Gosh, I feel it was the first song on the album. I liked that one. And then I really liked the one with Sabrina Carpenter. I thought that song
was
that's
cool. Life of a
Showgirl.
She
has Sabrina Carpenter on.
Yeah, and she sounds like a freaking angel on the track. Like, her voice is insane. Yeah. It's like, holy crap.
That was a good one, yeah.
I want to listen. The only one that I've, like, seen on social media, because, like, I literally avoid everything Taylor Swift, so it has not populated my feed. One of them sounds exactly like Jonas Brothers.
Cool. Yeah, it's Life
what
of a Showgirl. It's
okay. Life of a Showgirl. Mm-hmm. And when it heard it, I was like, I'm like, she copied them.
Listen, there's so many songs in this album that sound like other songs. That was the other thing that I had a, like, kind of a beef with. Like, Cool by the Jonas Brothers sounds like Life of a Showgirl. And then the beginning of one of the songs is like a Jackson 5 beat to the point where I was like shocked she didn't credit them at all. Mm-hmm. It's like close. It sounds like I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. And it has like, you know, that like classic, you know, it's a Jackson 5 song at the beginning. Like, and then there's another song that sounds like a Lenny Kravitz song. And then... Actually Romantic, which is a diss track to Charlie XCX, which I actually thought was really funny.
They have beef?
Yeah. Oh my God. Charlie XCX. Okay. So Taylor invited Charlie XCX on the Reputation tour to like open with Camila Cabello. And they were like all buds. And then Charlie XCX came out in an interview and said that she felt like she was performing to 5-year-olds. Oh, and Taylor was obviously
interesting.
Like, yeah, obviously offended by that. And so was I, because like I was jamming to Charlie XCX like at the concert. And I'm like, I'm not 5.
That's funny.
And then after that, Taylor started dating Maddie Healy, who's in the 1975. And Charlie XCX is married to another band member in
that band?
In 1975, yes. And she wrote a song. That was basically like, it's called Sympathy is a Knife. And it was basically like saying that Taylor makes her insecure and that she hopes that she breaks up soon because she hates seeing her at her boyfriend's shows.
Oh my gosh.
And she has called Taylor Boring Barbie. And so Taylor just wrote a song that was basically like, oh my God, it's so cute. It's so romantic how much you think about me. Which I thought was like really funny. And I was like, God, I wish this song was out when I was in middle school and had bullies because I would have been like all about it. But yeah, there's beef between them and it's very strange. I guess she was
it's
like,
so weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I got invited on a tour, like Charlie XCX is not that popular. And if I got invited to like a world tour that like put me in front of people that I normally wouldn't be in front of, I would not be rude about it.
No.
See, I feel like she's like gaining popularity, whatever. But like when a Taylor Swift invites you and you are Charlie XCX, you kiss her ass and you go and you do it to gain all those fans. Mm-hmm. I want to say like, I'm like, stick it to her. Like I'm one of those people. But then the reasons that she's giving are like based on what you're saying is just like, giving jealousy and giving like you know like weirdness like it's not actual
Taylor makes her insecure like okay she makes everyone insecure she's like 9 foot tall and blonde and gorgeous like I don't like what
unless she's done something to her which we don't know but
we don't know true but Charlie hasn't really responded to the song or anything but like it's just everyone's talking about it because it's obviously about her because like these are things like specifically that Charlie XCX has done or said so it's like it's interesting. I don't know. It's interesting. It's a funny song.
The other thing I wanted to talk about, so this just happened. I don't think it was the actual Met Gala, right? This was just a...
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't think it was. I think it was just a red carpet because I saw a bunch of other celebrities there too. But if you guys take a look through the gallery of what everyone was wearing, there is one I feel like that really sticks out. You guys could probably think of it. It is Kim Kardashian in her strapless, like corseted, like nude colored gown with a completely concealed like face covering.
Like a bag over her head.
Yeah, it literally looks like a paper bag over her head or like a burlap sack.
Yeah.
It's very Kanye, and I'm very confused because I thought she's like escaped from, you know, being under his control. But the other thing people always say is that celebrities always have these face coverings whenever they're recovering from like a plastic surgery or anything like that.
Oh my God, do you think?
I wouldn't put it past her, but I also feel like...
But she was
She already looks great.
She was just on the Call Her Daddy podcast.
Oh, I didn't see that yet.
Oh my gosh. I've seen clips. I haven't watched the whole thing, but it was actually really interesting. She talked a lot about her marriage and like how actually like crazily bipolar Kanye West is. Like she said that they had like 5 Lamborghinis at one point and she would come home and she'd be like, "Where is my like new car?" And he'd be like, "I gave it away to our friends." And she'd be like, "You just gave away our 5, okay." You know, and people are like, "Oh, how out of touch, you had 5 Lamborghinis." I'm like, regardless of the fact that it was a Lamborghini, the fact that your husband is giving away your cars is still very concerning. And I still feel really sorry for her.
Well, and buying them, like, you know?
Yes, yeah. Well, and then, I don't know, it was interesting. She talked about a lot of things. She talked about North and how she's, like, always in the media for, like, how she dresses. And she's like, it's hard because she's a preteen. She wants to dress like her friends, but, like, we're on a bigger scope. And it was interesting. Yeah, for some reason, whenever she does interviews, it's actually, like, she gives tea without actually coming off in a bad light. I respect her for that.
Yeah, it's hard. She's so media. She can, like, spill tea without making it look like she's, like, being, like, bitchy about it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's an interesting watch or listen if you are curious.
I'll listen to Call Her Daddy when she has, like, good guests on. I think I listened when she had, like, Zayn on, when she had Ariana Maddox, and there was, like, the whole scandal going on, Scandaball.
She's so annoying.
But I can't stand Alex.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I think she's so annoying. But she does have really good guests.
She does. You guys out there listening, you have to tell us if you like Alex Cooper and the Call Her Daddy podcast and why. Because I feel like I've spoken to a few people now who all collectively don't actually like Alex Cooper's like interviewing style. Like she's kind of she's not great at asking questions. Like it comes off very rehearsed or like she's trying to listen to you, but she's not actually listening to what you're saying.
I think she's so annoying. I think she's such a bad interviewer.
But why is she so popular?
I don't know. She has a whole documentary out, you guys, about...
Where? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, on Hulu, about how she started Call Her Daddy. I know. It makes me sick to my stomach. Wow. Like, I just... Some people just don't deserve it.
Well, we want to hear... Okay, so we want to hear your thoughts on Call Her Daddy, why you like it, if you do, and then what you thought of Kim's dress. Okay, I Googled. It's not actually the Met Gala. It's just a Met, like... museum red carpet thing. But what do you think of her look? Because like I'm sure there's some sort of like artistic vision and whatever thing you can get from this look, but I don't get it. Okay. I don't get it. Yeah. So if you do, please educate us.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Ooh, okay, the other thing we wanted to talk about was the Laguna Beach reunion that is coming to Roku TV.
Roku channel, which is so random.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I've had a Roku TV for like years, so like they actually do have like some legit stuff going on with Roku, so like...
But who said like, let's watch Roku TV, do you know what I mean? Like I know. Yeah. Too, but I never like put it on.
So weird.
Kristen was out there pitching like crazy to get this like picked up.
I know. Well, I'm sorry. I just want to say that I think we have a little bit to do with this. I just want to say we have brought back Laguna Beach culture.
We obviously haven't like gotten Kristen or Lauren to come back on, but I do feel like we're part of the culture of like amplifying the nostalgia of Laguna Beach and everyone like loving Laguna Beach and the hills. And
I know.
Come on, Kristen, just come on.
I know. Wouldn't it be cool if they like did, you know, like how sometimes when they do these reunions, they show like clips of like media talking about the subject. Wouldn't it be cool if our podcast was a part of, like,
I didn't
wouldn't
think that be cool? Gosh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
That would be really cool.
And the other thing is, they were taking listener questions. So three of us submitted questions. Let's cross our fingers that they actually include us in this reunion show. We will be screaming.
Screaming.
If any of us get included.
Screaming. I know. I'm like, I wonder
all over our
any of us are going to get picked, but it'll be interesting.
Be awesome.
It'll be very interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see anything from, like, the posts that people have been posting that looked interesting to you?
Well, I keep trying to figure out if it's just the season one cast or not, but Alex M, I think, was there.
She was, but Jason was not.
Jason was not, yeah. No. Jason was not. Alex M was there. Jessica was there, but she was also in season one, so I can't, like... But I don't know if Alex M was just there to hang out with everybody, or if she was, like, actually a part of the reunion, because she did post some pictures of, like, her hanging out with them after the fact, like, going out.
Right, right.
I've got to think, because Alex H, I think, was there too.
Yeah.
And, like, I've got to think they're all part of it. Because, like, if they were to have a Laguna Beach reunion and exclude, like, them, it'd be kind of rude.
Totally.
And I actually submitted questions for Alex M and Jessica, I think. So I didn't know if it was one or two. I just, like, tried. But Lauren is going to be part of this reunion, which is crazy.
Super exciting.
She typically avoids, like, everything Laguna Beach related.
Yeah.
I mean, they did have that online Zoom reunion during COVID.
Yeah.
Was she part of that or was she
gone? She was. No, she was in there.
She was part of that?
Yeah. And she did, like, she did that MTV special where she talked about the Hills. And that's, like,
Innovators thing?
I don't know what it was. It was, like, a special where she, like, talked about behind the scenes and, like, she was talking to a producer and they were, like, we're really happy that you decided to do this. I don't know. It was a couple years ago for the anniversary of the Hills.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But she did that, too, which was, like, crazy because she doesn't do, like, anything related to her reality TV life.
But I wonder when it's going to come out because they didn't really give a date, did they?
No.
They just said early 2026. That's all they said. So yeah. in a couple months, I'm assuming.
Fingers crossed. I'll be watching for sure.
I know. We'll be left waiting to see if we get on that. And we should do one of these, like, little episode recaps again.
We should.
I'm curious, did anybody else that listens submit questions?
Because
I'm really curious and what you submitted, because it was really hard to come up with something that I hadn't already asked the cast.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Which is it's a good problem to have, but...
In an alternate universe, guys, we would have hosted this reunion.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
How cool would that have
Stop
been?
It. I would have been the best host. I would have gotten the tea.
Absolutely, you guys. And we already know some of them, so we have rapport with them.
Like, oh, my God, you guys. It's amazing.
But anyways, let us know if you also submitted a question and if you'll be tuning into this reunion, because we just love anything we can get about Laguna Beach every few years.
Ugh, so love it.
It's exciting.
So we just wanted to pop in here and say hello to you guys. We hope you're having a good fall, having a good Halloween, picking up some pumpkins, getting your PSLs. We miss you, and we will be back in November to start our typical season.
Yay.
Bye,
all. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to your favorite millennials on Millennial TV. We appreciate every single download, listen, and like, and we hope that you share the love on Spotify and Apple Podcasts with a review. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram to get your weekly dose of MTV daily with posts, quizzes, and extras. Thank you again so much, and we'll see you next week.